Now turn to part 4, questions 16 to 20. You will hear a teacher telling his students about a class trip they are going on to a farm. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Okay, class. Listen, everyone. I'm just going to tell you a bit about our next trip. We're going to visit a farm. I'd like you to write down some important things about the trip so you don't forget them. First of all, it's called Loke's Farm. I'll spell that for you. L-O-A-K-E-S. It's in a small village about 20 kilometres from here. We're going on the 4th of March and travelling there by coach. Now you must remind your parents that you need to be at school earlier than usual. The coach leaves at 8:30, so don't be any later than 8:15. Otherwise, we won't be able to set off on time. You'll need to bring a hat and gloves with you. It might be cold. And don't forget a notebook. There'll be lots of things to draw. I'll give everyone a pencil when we get there. We're going to have lunch at the farm. There'll be milk, orange juice, or water to drink. You can choose. And then you'll have soup. The last time I went, it was made with carrots from the farm. It was really delicious. Now, I've checked the menu for our visit, and this time it'll be made with onions from the farm. After that, there'll be sandwiches and some fruit. So I'd like you to spend a bit of time preparing for the trip. Before we go, you'll need to find a website or a library book about farm animals. I want you to look up some facts about the farm animal we're going to study for your projects. Remember, I asked you to choose an animal last week, and we had a class vote. Well, it seems the most popular choice was sheep. Quite a few of you voted for cows, but not so many. Right. Let's just run over.
Now, listen again.
Okay, class. Listen, everyone. I'm just going to tell you a bit about our next trip. We're going to visit a farm. I'd like you to write down some important things about the trip so you don't forget them. First of all, it's called Loke's Farm. I'll spell that for you. L-O-A-K-E-S. It's in a small village about 20 kilometres from here. We're going on the 4th of March, and travelling there by coach. Now you must remind your parents that you need to be at school earlier than usual. The coach leaves at 8:30, so don't be any later than 8:15. Otherwise, we won't be able to set off on time. You'll need to bring a hat and gloves with you. It might be cold. And don't forget a notebook. There'll be lots of things to draw. I'll give everyone a pencil when we get there. We're going to have lunch at the farm. There'll be milk, orange juice, or water to drink. You can choose. and then you'll have soup. The last time I went, it was made with carrots from the farm. It was really delicious. Now, I've checked the menu for our visit, and this time it'll be made with onions from the farm. After that, there'll be sandwiches and some fruit. So, I'd like you to spend a bit of time preparing for the trip. Before we go, you'll need to find a website or a library book about farm animals. I want you to look up some facts about the farm animal we're going to study for your projects. Remember, I asked you to choose an animal last week, and we had a class vote. Well, it seems the most popular choice was sheep. Quite a few of you voted for cows, but not so many. Right. Let's just run over.
That is the end of the test. Please stop writing now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers.